Welcome to Words with Gem's first young adult podcast. Want to hear something really scary? Suitable for grinning little monsters from 10 to 100, Kimmy's Secret by John Hudspeth will leave you gagging, breathless and sleeping with the lights on. This opening, read by J.J. Marsh, will just leave you gagging for more.
Is it you? With little hand throbbing like the time she trapped it in the car door, Kimmy went to the patio doors and stepped outside. The sun was back out, and the gulls were fewer. Across the bay, the headland gleamed wetly in the sunlight. A pair of rainbows curved down into the sea. Calm and peaceful it might now look, but Kimmy knew different. In her mind came a faint image of two shadowy figures standing in an open space. A flicker, a bright flash, and the image was gone. She tried her phone again. This time, it connected.
Hi there, you're through to Dad. Jack Nichols, that is. Leave me a message after the beep and you'll get back to me in a whiffy.
Beep. Kimmy breathed hard into the silence. That was not Dad's usual recording. And of course, one word stood out. She thought of the talking crow.
One death today.
And considered that Mum or Dad might have been killed by the lightning. But then there was a feeling of something else. Something Kimmy struggled to understand. It was a feeling of being alone, of being disconnected. Maybe the crow was wrong, and both her parents had been struck by the lightning. Mum had said they would be in the clubhouse if there was a storm, but the storm came in quickly. Too quickly. And that lightning bolt was enough to blow the clubhouse apart. She closed her eyes and tried to summon the image of the shadowy figures once more. But nothing came, apart from the realization that one death could mean her own. Of course, that's why the crow had visited her. It had nothing to do with Mum and Dad. No, impossible. There was no crow. Just imagination at work. But the feather, it was still crumpled tight in her hand. She threw it on the floor where it unfurled like a newborn insect. Feeling vulnerable in her PJs, she placed her mobile on the table and went to the ironing basket. Her pink T-shirt with a Superman logo, the jeans with a sparkly heart on the backside, and an old baggy sweatshirt were snatched from the pile. She dressed quickly and slipped into her trainers. Dad's words came back to her. Let's say there is a secret. Wind howled and a whole heap of rubbish hit the patio doors. Kimmy rushed forward, intent on locking the doors, when the howl became a roar and the doors blew in and slammed off the walls. Leaves and litter burst into the room, pushing Kimmy backwards. Hair blowing wildly around her head, she made a grab for the table. Her chair tipped over and slid into the hall. Soggy debris spun around the room. A polystyrene chip carton came flapping at her face. She yelped and ducked. The room groaned, the walls appeared to waver in and out, and the carpet billowed dreamily. Kimmy was finding it difficult to stay on her feet. Then the wind vanished, as quickly as it had started. The leaves and rubbish dropped to the carpet all at once. The patio doors relaxed from the walls with a little creak. The radio, now on the floor, gave a hiss and went dead for the second time. Kimmy kept tight hold of the table. A crisp packet dislodged from the curtain rail and dropped to the floor. A wet chestnut leaf peeled from the ceiling and landed on the remains of her breakfast. She reached to remove it but froze. The leaf was lifting itself from the plate of its own accord. It rose in the air until it was in line with Kimmy's head, where it hovered as if it was inspecting her. Kimmy was so frozen that she thought her heart might stop. The leaf did a little jiggle, screwed itself into a soggy ball, and then launched itself back to the ceiling, where it stuck with a splat. Her breakfast plate was moving, rotating, spinning, faster and faster until the cold beans parted from their source and danced in the air like orange fireflies. The plate came to a sudden stop and split into two with a crack. The firefly beans swirled upwards and joined the leaf on the ceiling. Kimmy gasped. The beans had spelled out a word. Boo! Kimmy's eyes rolled upwards and the ceiling fell away to darkness. She dreamed she was in the back of the pink limo, watching sparks spraying from its sides as it forced its way through Mousel's narrow streets. A feeling of excitement was interrupted, however, when the chauffeur turned around and revealed his huge beak, feathery head, and black ball eyes.
One death today,
the crow chauffeur said, before breaking into hideous cackling, which juddered his shoulders and made his cap fall off. Kimmy's eyes shot open. She was sat at the bottom of the stairs and had no recollection of getting there. Little hands still buzzed with pins and needles, and her chin ached something awful. She must have fainted and banged it on the table and somehow crawled from the dining room to here. She thought about making a cup of tea. That's what Mum would do. But Mum and Dad would be back soon. She'd be safer waiting right here. She pulled to her feet and peered into the hall mirror to examine the bump on her chin, but only managed to glimpse a purple blotch before the mirror popped off the wall and crashed to the floor at her feet, smashing into pieces. She bounded up the stairs and flew towards her bedroom, arms outstretched. But before she got there, the door swung open and invisible hands stuck in her back, propelling her forward. She had to jump onto the bed to avoid cracking her shins. The door slammed shut. She spun around to see her rocking chair slide in front of it. Her chest heaved into sobs, and she flung the duvet over her head, wishing more than anything that she would hear the car pulling up. Her heart knocked hard in the darkness beneath the duvet. She choked back the sobs and forced herself still. Then a creak. The rocking chair. Back and forth. Faster and faster, so fast it started banging off the door and Kimmy had to look. She threw the duvet off and gasped as the rocker went crazy, twisting and turning. The rows of shelves on all three walls began to vibrate. Balled up socks fell to the floor, followed by Ollie Dog, Ashley the Clown, and most of her animal skulls. The rocker stilled and the shelves stopped vibrating, but one shelf, the top one, caught Kimmy's eye. Right in the corner, her keepsake box slid slowly along the shelf, pushing dolls and teddy bears. One by one, they tipped over the edge and dropped to the floor. Lastly, her keepsake box teetered. It fell, bounced off the arm of the rocker, and spilled its contents on the floor. Movement. A theatre programme lifted and flopped over. Cinema tickets, foreign coins, an old photo scattered themselves as if an invisible hand was sifting through them. And then, from their midst, her long-forgotten corn dolly rose like a vamp from the grave. A tiny thing, no bigger than her thumb, all dusty and worn and one leg missing, it lifted into the air and floated towards her. Kimmy held out little hand. As the dolly settled on her palm, she felt the fear and the pins and needles slipping away. In a whisper, she said, "Is it you?"